Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, April 26th. Happy Saturday! I'm recording on a Wednesday, and it's about 9 a.m., the time when the students from the ELC half-day program are coming in for their school day. So you might hear a little bit of noise in the background. I think it's been wonderful to have the kids coming near the offices. It just brings a lot of life and energy to the office suite. Mark chapter 1, verses 1 through 15 is where we'll start today. Now you might be saying, I thought we were in Mark in our second reading. Well, we are, but for a week we'll be reading two passages from Mark. Today I'm reading in the Message, so it will be interesting to reread Mark chapter 1, verses 1 through 15 in that Message paraphrase. The title is The Launch of Jesus' Ministry. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The prophet Isaiah wrote, "Watch closely. I'm sending my preacher ahead of you. He'll make the road smooth for you. Thunder in the desert. Prepare for God's arrival. Make the road smooth and straight." John the Baptizer appeared in the wild, preaching a baptism of life change that leads to forgiveness of sins. People thronged to him from Judea and Jerusalem, and they confessed their sins and were baptized by him in the Jordan River into a changed life. John wore a camel hair habit, tied at the waist with a leather belt. He ate locust and wild field honey. As he preached, he said, "The real action comes next. The star in this drama, to whom I'm a mere stagehand, will change your life. I'm baptizing you here in the river, turning your old life in for a kingdom life." His baptism, a holy baptism by the Holy Spirit, will change you from the inside out. At this time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. The moment he came out of the water, he saw the sky split open and God's Spirit, looking like a dove, come down on him. Along with the Spirit, a voice, "You are my Son, chosen and marked by my love, pride of my life." At once, this same Spirit pushed Jesus into the wild. For 40 wilderness days and nights, he was tested by Satan. Wild animals were his companions, and angels took care of him. After John was arrested, Jesus went to Galilee, preaching the message of God. Time's up. God's kingdom is here. Change your life and believe the message. Reading this passage reminds us of Mark's focus. He starts out by telling us what he's about. Verse 1, the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So from the outset, he's letting us know this is the Son of God. And then the first 9 chapters, 8 or 9, are about people learning who is this Jesus. They're confused by him. And it's curious that oftentimes it is the demons or those on the outskirts of religion who recognize Jesus is the Son of God. And then the second half of Mark is about what King Jesus came to do. Mark chapter 8, verses 1 through 13. Jesus feeds 4,000 and faces demands for signs. At about this same time, he again found himself with a hungry crowd on his hands. He called his disciples together and said, "This crowd is breaking my heart. They've stuck with me for 3 days and now they have nothing to eat. If I send them home hungry, they'll faint along the way. Some of them have come a long distance." His disciples responded, "What do you expect us to do about it? Buy food out here in the desert?" he asked. "How much bread do you have?" "Seven loaves," they said. So Jesus told the crowd to sit down. He took the seven loaves, thanked God, broke them, and handed them to his disciples to hand to the crowd. They also had a few fish. He blessed them and gave them out as well. The people ate their fill. Seven large baskets of leftovers were collected. There were well over 4,000 at the meal. Then he sent them home. He himself went straight to the boat with his disciples and set out for Dalmanutha. When they arrived, the Pharisees came out and started in on him, badgering him to prove himself, pushing him to show them a miracle. Jesus sighed deeply. "Why does this generation clamor for miraculous guarantees? If I have anything to say about it, you'll not get so much as a hint of a guarantee." He then left them, got back in the boat, and headed for the other side. I love how Eugene Peterson paraphrases verse 2 here in Mark chapter 8. He says, "The crowd is breaking my heart." In the ESV, it says, "I have compassion on the crowd because they have been with me now 3 days." So Jesus is saying, hey, I can't send them home because they've been here 3 days, they've eaten all their food, and they don't have enough energy for the journey. It's interesting that the disciples respond in the same exact way they responded at the feeding of the 5,000. Well, what do you want us to do about it? And isn't that our natural response to a supernatural God? We're thinking in human terms, and Jesus is thinking in different terms. And he asked them, just as he does in the feeding of the 5,000, "How much bread do you have?" And they say, "Seven loaves." He took the bread, and in like fashion to the story before, he gives thanks. He doesn't take for granted that what was provided is from the Lord. And that's a good reminder for us as well. We have a God who is compassionate and a God who provides. Our final reading today is Proverbs chapter 26, verse 11. "As a dog eats its own vomit, so fools recycle silliness." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. This proverb warns us against returning to the same foolish patterns again and again. And so the question for reflection is, what harmful things, what thought patterns or habits do I return to? And am I willing to ask God to change me and to help me make steps in a different direction? And so to end the podcast today, I want to read a prayer of cleansing from Prayers from the Heart by Richard Foster. Will you pray with me? "Cleanse out, O God, the inner stream of my life, all the duplicity, all the avarice, all the falsity. Search out, O Lord, the hidden motives of my life, all the conceit, all the anger, all the fear. Root out, Divine Master, the destructive actions of my life, all the manipulation, all the scheming, all the guile. May the operations of faith, hope, and love increase in everything I am and in everything I do. Amen."